Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Robert Crane. Robert Crane has been the Marin County Manager for the West Coast Songwriters, a nonprofit organization, for the past 3 years. He hosts a monthly songwriting contest for the West Coast Songwriters at Phoenix Supper Club in San Rafael. Robert says he only wrote 2 songs from the age 8 through 50, but at age 50, a light went on and opened that floodgate of songwriting. He says his wife Mary gets the credit for inspiring him to write, which is another story. We'll be talking about songwriting, the West Coast Songwriters events, and the music Robert hears calling him. We'll also be talking about the process of songwriting and how you can work in creative collaboration with other songwriters. You can find out more about the West Coast Songwriters by visiting their website at www.westcoastsongwriters.org. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, thank you, Margo. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. I am so happy to talk with you today. I have to say that last night was so much fun, and just so that everybody knows that is listening to the show, last night we went to an event for West Coast Songwriters that was hosted up at the Phoenix in San Rafael, which is an amazing place to hear music. And you and the rest of the people who manage it did an awesome job of entertaining us. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about West Coast Songwriters and about the Playing It Forward event that we had last night.
Sure. Well, West Coast Songwriters just finished its 34th annual conference this last weekend, and that was quite an event. I'll talk a little bit more about it, but that organization's been around, obviously, 34 years, and its whole goal as a nonprofit is to foster the art of songwriting and to help songwriters find their way through that aspect, whether it's just learning how to write, learning how to perform, or actually taking their music to the industry and seeing where it can get placed and have a life. And so this Playing It Forward fundraiser is just a fun concert that we did last night with West Coast Songwriter members, including Shiloh Hobel, who's the vice president of West Coast Songwriter. She was there with her band, Shiloh Hobel and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole goal of the evening was just to bring people together around music, around original songs, have all the funds go to West Coast Songwriters as a fundraising event because it's a great organization. And, it was a good show last night, and we had a fabulous turnout. 79 people on a Tuesday night in Marin County, that's doing well.
Yeah, looking around, it didn't look like there were any empty seats that we were aware of, but I imagine because of where we were sitting, maybe we might have missed one or two. But everyone looked like they were having a wonderful time, and every one of the songs was so fun to hear. I really love going to the West Coast Songwriters events that you have every month. And would you tell us a little bit about those monthly events and when the next one is?
Sure. Well, West Coast Songwriters, as part of its program, puts on monthly events at about a dozen venues on the West Coast. And those songwriting contests, or competitions, if they will, are usually hosted at a venue like a Phoenix or a coffee shop or a place that is music-friendly. And the songwriter members of West Coast Songwriters can come and have their song screened, if you will, because there are music industry judges that are brought in to add comment and critique and give input. And also, each month we choose, out of each one of the events, a best performance and a best song of that month at that venue, which is kind of fun. And then of course, best song or best performance is going to be subjective, and the judges will be the first to tell you. You can have a couple of judges that are Grammy Award-winning producers or singers or songwriters, and they'll start off by saying, "This is just my opinion of your song." and mm-hmm. what I liked, what I thought was great, what I thought you could improve. And if you can imagine what it's like if you're starting out in music, and seasoned veterans who have already been where you'd like to go help mentor you and give you advice and counsel and their words of encouragement and sometimes some important critique about how to improve your music and your song and your performance. That's just a wonderful space. So it's like a family of songwriters. We get together and we play. We have a friendly competition. We have industry people that are giving us some feedback, and then we get to take that feedback home with us in the form of written judging memos that we leave with. So it's an educational format, and it's also a great place to practice your song, so to speak, and get feedback from your fellow songwriting peers.
And it's fun, too. You know, one of the things that I love about it is during the competition nights that each one of the people who's competing with the songs usually does two songs, and then the first song is the one that's judged, so the judges have time while the second song's being played to write their notes, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and so we get to hear two original songs that were written by the person who's performing. And one of the things that I really, really loved about the idea of West Coast Songwriters when I first met you, or Dudley and I first met you and Laura Lee Brown at the Earth Day over in at Redwood High School.
Yes.
I love the idea of what you said. You made us feel so comfortable because you reminded us that it's people who have written songs from their heart, but they're not necessarily performers, you know, and some of them are and some of them aren't, but that it's okay and that there's all these different levels of performance. And that made me feel so good about going there and even got me up on the stage for my very first time ever.
That was singing. That was a lot of fun seeing you.
On my mom's birthday. What did you say?
I said, seeing you and your husband perform together for the first time on stage, that was really, that was great. We all loved it.
Yeah. My sister Tina and my sister Barbie came from out of town for it, and we were celebrating my mom's birthday, and my mom always wanted me to sing. When I was 12, I overheard my grandmother telling her that I should forget about singing. And I didn't sing for an awful lot of years because my grandmother was so definite about everything that I believed her. I thought, oh, my God, I have a terrible voice. And now I just have to get over the nervousness about doing it. But it was fun. It was really fun. And everybody there was so supportive. I couldn't believe it. I was looking out at the audience that night and seeing smiles and people being encouraging and people coming up to me afterwards and telling me what a great job I did and how they were proud of me. And, you know, it was really awesome. And so I thank you and Laura Lee so much for inviting us to do that. We were at that point not members of the club, and we were just performing during the part while the judges were making their decisions.
I am so lucky that putting a show on there at the Phoenix. The Phoenix is just a beautiful facility. The music director there of the Phoenix is just a lifelong music veteran, Merle Saunders Jr. His father was quite famous also and played with mm-hmm. anybody who's who in the Bay Area. And so Merle just knows everybody. Merle was on the board of the Grammys, and music has been his life. And so when he brings people in and fills the club with great entertainers, that's the guy that's kind of the head of the ship directing the music. And then so you've got this beautiful multi-million-dollar facility that it functions like a live recording studio when you're out there on the stage playing, and they stream the shows out to the internet. They archive them so you can go back and watch the ones you missed. And then if you look at the team, West Coast Songwriters is all volunteers. I have three other co-managers helping me out, Laura Lee Brown, who we've mentioned, mm-hmm. Chris and Marion Wierzig, and then mm-hmm. the vice president of West Coast Songwriters, Shiloh Hobel, has kind of adopted our venue down there and lends her support and is just extremely instrumental in getting us these great quality judges that have all these industry credentials to come in, volunteer their time, and listen to us songwriters. So I'm very blessed. I have a wonderful support team and a great venue in which to present these original songs.
That is all so true, and you're so right about everything that you said. And the other thing, though, that needs to be said here, too, though, Robert, is that you are a blessing to all of them, too. You have so much fun being up there introducing everyone and getting up there and performing yourself. And you remind everyone to collaborate and how much fun you can have with collaborating. And that brings me to the song that I want to play today. What was that?
Oh, boy, music.
The song I want to play today of yours is Sunny Moon. It's I love it so much because it's humorous and also because of the way it sounds. Now, I have to let everybody know that this recording is not a finished recording. This is just a rehearsal recording because it's a brand new song that has not been recorded professionally yet. But I wanted to play it anyway because it's such a great example of what collaboration can do. And you want to say anything a little bit more about it first?
I do. This idea of collaboration is really important. Songwriters sometimes write in a vacuum. We sit in our little room or out by the ocean and we come up with an idea and we put it to music and we create our little child that we want to send forth to the world and play. And sometimes we're a little nervous about sharing that with other people or getting ideas about it. And I was talking to a wonderful songwriter and teacher, Steve Seskin, and he's been writing and producing songs and having, you know, lots of hits for 30 years. And I asked him how many people he'd collaborated with over time, and he said, well, about 350. And I went, oh, my gosh. And I said, I hadn't collaborated with anyone. So this year has become the year of collaboration for me, and I'm going out and working with trying to co-write with people that I want to see what we'll do together. And, of course, I met you and your husband, and I started to write this song, Sunny Moon, and it had a banjo part and a guitar part, and I thought, oh, I need Dudley. And Dudley's got to play the guitar, and he's got to sing with me in harmony. Mm-hmm. And then we go over and we start to perform it at your house, and you helped with the co-writing, didn't you?
I did.
You didn't even know you were a songwriter. You helped us change some of the points of view of who was who in the song, about who the moon was and who the sun was. One was supposed to be the male and one was supposed to be the female. And by the time we had the moon
as the girl, and I said, but Robert, the moon's usually a man and the sun, that should be the girl. And that's when you changed the tune around.
The proverbial light came on, and now you forever changed the song, and now you're part of the co-writing team, so thank you.
Woo-hoo!
So that's All Sunny right. Moon.
Yeah, Sunny Moon is about 3.5 minutes long, and I'm going to play that now, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more after the song.
Okay, great.
1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the moon is secretly in love with the sun. And when they meet, he'd light up like she was someone. It was plain to see he was all aglow. He was in love with the sun. She didn't know. Well, suddenly she was an ordinary star, and she dreamed of his moonbeams after dark. She was longing to experience a celestial romance, and she dreamed of his moonbeams after dark. He was falling for her shining sun. She was lighting up his moonbeams from afar. So when the sun goes down, the moon starts to rise, the big bang's gonna happen, the sparks will fly. When the dark side of the moon sees
Go to the Phoenix website and check that out. You know, the live stream of it was really fun. Do you know
the
website
Phoenix,
for that?
That's at phoenixlive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on the music and go to the calendar, and
mm-hmm.
then you'll see down that they have a live stream button that's below the calendar. If you click on it,
mm-hmm.
it'll bring up kind of a library of all of the songs that have happened there. And all the shows, and you can go to the video library and click on it and hit view all videos, and that'll bring them all up chronologically by date, and you can look at any performance and any show that you missed and go, oh, I want to see that. You can click
mm-hmm.
on it, and the show will be archived, and ours is there, of course, from last night already.
Wow. That's amazing. So how many shows do archived shows do they have?
Gosh, that's a good question. 659 shows are currently on the site, and this the Phoenix opened what was it, a year ago January, so it's a
mm-hmm.
year and 9 months that they've been open. And
mm-hmm.
so you've got all these wonderful shows in the history, their short history, of people that have come to perform. So it's great. There's some great stuff on there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Dudley and I both love that place so much. And whenever we have guests come from out of town, we always have to bring them there. We bring our son there when he comes to visit, and my sister when she comes to visit. And we had some friends visit from... Oh, God, it was a guy that used to be in a band with Dudley way back when. He was in a band called Ambrose with Dudley. He and his wife tracked us down through Facebook, and they came out to visit, and we brought them to Phoenix. So, you know, I mean, I just highly recommend the place. I highly recommend the West Coast Songwriters, and I think one of the best decisions that we've ever made was to go to that first night that you invited us to go as guests, and then to sign up as members has been wonderful, because it's just such an incredibly great group of people, and so positive and supportive and helpful, and so many talented people there, and yet they welcome the newer people and are willing to help and encourage the new people. So it's a wonderful experience.
you know, a little bit about the Phoenix, too. People that don't know about it because it's such a new place, but the visionary behind the Phoenix is Laura Van Galen. She's the chief executive officer. She put the club together, and she was kind of struck by the need to revive the music in our Marin area, and she was pretty much hoping to make a change in the community and in our schools and to support the talent that is around us and among us, because Marin's very rich in that area. And so she has made sure that there is room for community and nonprofits and children's programs and other things to have a place to come and work in this beautiful environment. And then you take the team she's put together with Merle Saunders, who knows, forgotten more about the music scene than I'll probably ever learn. And they've got this relatively new chef in there who we love, Glenn Thompson, with a Cajun cuisine, and it's just a wonderful mix. So she's put together a great team, and we are truly honored to have our nonprofit there in such a wonderful environment.
It is wonderful, and I'm so thankful for her vision, for Laura's vision of it, and Merle's vision of it, and the combination of all the people that have collaborated on that. You know, it's just an amazing place. And I wanted to mention, though, that Phoenix in this instance is spelled F-E-N-I-X. It's not spelled like Phoenix, the city. And so when we're saying it, I'm afraid people are going to be going to look for Phoenix, the city live. And it's F-E-N-I-X live. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the conference. What was the conference like?
West Coast Songwriters puts on this fabulous conference every year, and just a couple of things. If you're a songwriter or a music performer and you're looking to learn how to be more successful in the industry, just a couple of the items that were scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, the conferences and items I got to go to, here were some of the subject lines. Music for TV and film. And here were these people that have been placing music in TV and film, Mason Cooper, Cassidy Cooper, Eddie Ponce, Jerome Spence. These are people who are actually in the process of, you want music to go into a film, they're choosing it before it goes in. And they're doing a panel on, how do you prepare your songs before you send them to us so you have the best chance of getting something in a film? Marcus Barone, longtime music supervisor for films. Marcus was there doing a talk also and screening songs. And Marcus was instrumental in getting me into my very first film with a song that I wrote. He calls it a needle drop, you know, because they don't take your whole song. They put parts of it in there. And I'm so excited because they're going to have a movie screening of this in L.A. On September 26th. That's Friday, and it's a private screening at the director's a Finder's Searing screening. I think it's at the Directors Guild of America in Hollywood. And it's so cool. I'm going to be able to see my name roll down the credits at the end of the show. And the roll down will be longer than the piece I have in the movie, but it was fun to go through that experience and get my first song in a movie.
I am so excited for you, too. That is so exciting. I love that.
Now, the movie
that.
Is called The Junction, by the way. I better say that or Marcus will shoot me. The movie is a film called The Junction, and this is a production that is a Willie Nelson, Don Pakosh, and Randolph Turo film, Luck Films. And it's going to be a fun film, and if you get a chance, go out and see it when it gets released, The Junction.
When does it get released?
Well, I guess that'll be determined after they do their screening. I think the process for this is they're screening for potential distribution and buyers of the movie. So it's all completed, the music's in it, all the acting's done. And I guess that Hollywood magic part about when it gets picked up, who buys it, and where it shows, that's the part that they're now heading into. So don't know those details yet. We'll find out hopefully sometime soon.
But it's exciting. It really is exciting. And I'm so happy for you. You know, the time is just flying by, and I need to mention that next week on September 24th, my guest will be Chuck Ballinger, and we'll be talking about the choices we make, when and why we make them, and how the choices we make can help us enjoy our time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And I'll be posting the links for it on my Facebook and Twitter, and also, well, you can sign up for my e-newsletters at margotjoydenator.com. So, back to you, Bob. Robert. You're
yes,
both
yeah.
Bob and Robert. I get so confused. Sometimes Dudley and I call you Bobbert. Because,
I'll answer to all three.
That's the funny thing about the name Robert and Bob, or names Robert and Bob. So many people use them interchangeably that people end up getting called both. But what we have 4 minutes left, and I'm wondering what piece of advice you would have then for people who want to get involved more in songwriting.
Well, if you join an organization like West Coast Songwriters, it's pretty inexpensive, $90 for the whole year, and then you're going to get, you know, access to all of these different types of experiences. And the one I just got to mention that was a highlight for me at the conference, mm-hmm. I got to have a song screened by Ken Calais. Ken Calais, his recordings have sold over 50 million copies. He was the production engineering efforts in numerous Grammy nominations for, like, Album of the Year, Best Engineered Album for Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. He was mm-hmm. out with his new book on Rumors, which I picked up and he signed for me. But mm-hmm. here's a guy that also worked with Paul McCartney, Pink Floyd, Michael Jackson. Someone like that listens to your song because you're part of West Coast Songwriters. You would never get your song in front of someone like this to get advice. And here we had him for several hours listening to many songs and then giving us advice. And, I mean, where could you buy that for $90 a year? No way, right? So my advice, join an organization like West Coast Songwriters and pay attention to what they're making available to you as resources, and it'll help you in your music career.
And then that will help people live the music they hear calling them. Especially if their music they hear calling them is actually music, because when I say live your music, it means music, but it also means whatever you feel called to do in your life, so it can be anything. And doing what you feel called to do, though, helps you feel so alive. Wouldn't you say that's true, Robert?
Well, let me see. The show ended last night at 10 o'clock, and somewhere mm-hmm. around 12:45, I was finally coming down so where I could sleep. So it was very exciting. And after working a full day in the office and going performing at night, the energy was so incredible. So it's such a great feeling when you get to share your art and your talent and what you have to say. And I was honored to do it, and it kept me up most of the night because I couldn't go to sleep afterwards. I was so excited.
I didn't ask Dudley how late he stayed up, but he probably stayed up pretty late. He's an owl anyway. He likes to stay up late. But even I was up later than I usually am. And I got home and I thought, oh, my God, that was just so much fun. And I kept having flashes of all the different songs that were played and the performances and the people and talking with the people. It just was an incredible experience. And
We will start up our new round of competitions and song events the third Tuesday of each month at the mm-hmm. Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X, in, on 4th Street in Santa Fe, starting in October. It'll go through 10 months from October to July. So if you want to come down and hear some original music, or if you play and want to get to know more about us, contact us at westcoastsongwriters.org and sign up or come down and visit with us and share some music with us third Tuesday of each month. And Margo, I sure appreciate you giving us the spot on your radio to talk about our organization and our program.
Oh, I appreciate you being on. I want to ask everyone out there, what music do you hear calling you? Are you living the music you hear calling you? Please, everybody, whatever it is you feel called to do, start living your music. Thank you again, Robert, for being on the show. Thank you for inviting us to the West Coast Songwriters, and I'm already looking forward to having you back on the show again sometime as soon as possible.
You are so welcome, and it was so much fun collaborating with you and your husband on this song, and we're going to do more of it, you bet.
Fantastic. Bye for now, everyone. I'll be talking with you next week.